This week's parsha, last week's parsha, so much to talk about. Just make two interesting ha'aras that things that I learned for the first time. There's a Maridika Ber Halacha in Siman Tav Chav Ches, tucked away all the way in Chelek Dalet. The Ber Halacha quotes a practice that there used to be communities in Europe that wouldn't read Kriyas HaTorah on Parshas Bechukos and Parshas Kesavah. They just skipped it. Because since the Toichacha is so strong, it's so heavy, it's so scary, they would just omit Kriyas HaTorah completely. Now the Ber Halacha writes this is a very bad practice because it's a mitzvah dating back to the time Moshe Rabbeinu was misaking Kriyas HaTorah. It just gives you an idea of how seriously they took the Toichacha. They couldn't stomach reading it. They were so scared from the messengers, they just skipped it. They didn't have Kriyas HaTorah that week. And the Ber Halacha writes, Mr. Bir writes, he says it's like you're walking into a hole and someone tells you, you're walking in an area and there's a lot of holes, but you're going to just close your eyes. You can't run away from it. You got to deal with it. That's what we read yesterday. Yeah? He said, you got to deal with the issues head on. You can't close your eyes. But it's just a fascinating minhag that it used to exist at some time. Now, the truth is, if you carefully looked at the Teichon in last week's parasha, a lot of it we saw during the Holocaust. If not all of it, we saw during the Holocaust. It's strikingly scary how so many of the things described in the Pesukim mamish took place not more than 80 years ago. So the Klausenberger Rebbe, one of the great Yidden who survived the Holocaust and lost a lot, he lost a wife and 11 children. So there's a famous story in 1952. Where he was once in his shtibel, so they got to the Teichacha, and like all practices, they read the Teichacha quietly. And the Klausenberg Rebbe told the Balkari to say louder. The Balkari didn't know what to do. That's not the practice. The practice in Klal Yisrael has always been to read it quietly. So the Klausenberg Rebbe told him, he said, I want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to hear that we suffered all the Teichachas and worse. That was his lashon. We did all this and worse, and now I want Hashem to give us the bracha. So I want to read it out loud, so Hashem can hear that we did all this, and we got it. I just find that so amazing. That and worse. That this was, the Holocaust was worse than what the Torah describes in the Teichacha. That's just to imagine what the Yidden went through at that time. And lastly, there's a famous story that was circulating. It's already an old story, but it's an interesting story. That a Yid decided one day, that he thinks this whole thing, that there's a minhag in Klai, so we don't give the out the aliyah of the Teichacha. We give it to the Balkei, we give it to the Gabbah. This guy decided that he doesn't like the minhag. He's going to take Shishi and show the world nothing happened to him. So what happened? He got Shishi, and a few days later he found out that he had a family member who owned a big company in America, and he died, and he left him all the money and all the company. So he showed Reb Chaim Kieske, look, everyone thinks if you get the Teichacha something bad happens. Look, I got the Teichacha, and now I'm a multimillionaire. So Chaim Kanevsky asked him, he said, what's going to happen now? You're going to have to leave learning, you're going to move to America, and you have to run a business. He said, that's the biggest call in the world. Till now, you were living a life, you got to learn, you had your time, now you're going to become wealthy, you're going to be busy with business all day. So Chaim Kanevsky told him, forget it. It proves the point that now you got the biggest call in the world, now you have the call of mamonis. So just to show you how everyone looks at bracha and klal in this world, right? To us, that would have been the biggest bracha. The guy finally has money, he's got a company, he's got a business, he's got a Yerusha. To Reb Chaim Kanevsky, that was the biggest klal, because now he has to stop learning, he had to leave Eretz Yisrael, he had to move to America. To him, that was the biggest klal. So it's interesting how brachas and klalas are often measured by the perception of the person. That's really the whole idea of the parsha, in my opinion, in last week's parsha, was how do you perceive bracha and how do you perceive klal? It all really depends on you. Two people can go through the same experience. One person looked at it as a blessing, one person looked at it as a klal. Brachas and klals are very much dependent upon the way we look at these situations. Okay, and Mr. Shem, next Sunday we'll do a Rosh Hashanah topic. I don't believe we ever yet discussed the big question on Shofar, is what's the mitzvah of Shofar? Is the mitzvah to blow the Shofar, the mitzvah is to hear the Shofar? We've never talked about it. So I think Mr. Shem, next week we will get into that topic of understanding exactly what the mitzvah of Shofar is. That will be Mr. Shem for next Sunday morning. Okay. We left off. Yeah, we did it already. Let's go back into the Gemara over here. So we left off in the Gemara last week. We have a sheet of Reb Nechunya ben Akana. Reb Nechunya ben Akana says that Chayvei Krisus have Kimlei B'Diramini. Again, what does Chayvei Krisus mean? If a person does an Avera, that the punishment is Karis, and while doing so, he also does an act that would require, let's say, Mominis. So he has Kimlei B'Diramini. Normally, Kimlei B'Diramini is only by Mises Bezdin, but the Chiddush of Reb Nechunya ben Akana is that you have it also by Karis. Now, where did Reb Nechunya ben Akana come from? So we had a machloikis. We'll see it's a machloikis amaroyim between Abaye and Rava. Abaye told us last week that we learn Gzeir Shava Asan Asan. It says the word Asan by Yaakov with his sons. Yaakov told Yehuda, "I'm afraid an asan may happen," which the Gemara understands that means to be something in the Dei Shemayim world. It says the word asan by hitting a pregnant woman. So we learn Gzeir Shava that it means that they have the same rules. Now we're going to see Rav. Rav Omar Taimo dem Nechonim ben Akonim Ahoch. Rav says the source of the Nechonim ben Akonim is from here. It says in the Pasuk, "Vim Halem Yalimu Am Oretz Esenayim Menei Shahu, B'sitoy Mizare Lamoylich V'samti Enyes Panay B'Yishu V'Mishpachtoy V'Chvati Oysoy." If you turn to the side for a second, let's see the Pesukim inside. I rarely photocopy the Pesukim, but here there's what to see. So let's look, this is a Pesukim in Vayikra Chof. It says in the Pasuk, "Val b'nei Yisrael tayimah," you should tell the Jewish people, "Ishish b'nei Yisrael," anyone from the Jewish people, "min ager agor b'Yisrael," and from the gerim, "asher yitei mizar la moilich," anyone who decides to give their child to the avodah zarah moilich, which we know is a ridiculous avodah zarah, where you put your kid, you basically kill your child. Says the Pasuk, "Mois yumos," that person will be put to death, "amoretz yirgamu ba'oven." So the einish for nos and zarah la moilich is skila. If a person puts his children through moilich, he gets skila. Then the pasuk continues, "Vani etenes panai ba'ishahu," and I will put my face in that man, "v'chrati oisai," and I will cut him down, "mikarev amay," from his people, "ki mizarei nosan lamoylech," because of his children he gave to moylech, "laman tameis mikdashi," and that was in order to be metame my mikdash, "ulechalel shem kachi," and it was to profane my beis hamikdash. "V'im if ha'alim yalimu amoret esen em nishahu," if for some reason the people will close their eyes from this man, "b'sitoy mizarei lamoylech," "levilti hamisasoy," and they will decide not to kill him. Then I will give courage to that man. So what is the pasuk saying? A person's chayiv misa for giving his son to Moloch, but Bezdin won't act on it. Bezdin won't do it. Bezdin will be halim yalimu. They will look away. They don't want to do it. So then Hashem says, "Don't worry." Then I'll get involved. So what's Hashem saying? That if Bezdin won't do their job, then I'll get involved and I'll give courage. So says the Gemara. What do we learn from this pasuk? It says in the pasuk, "V'chrati oisay amr Torah." The Torah says, "Kares shali kimisa shalachem." My kares is just like misa's bezdin. Ma misa shalachem potem etashlum. Just like when bezdin does something, there's kimle b'diram minay av kares shali potem etashlum. So to my kares, when I give kares, it has the same rules that exempts you from tashlum. So what's the drasha based on? Because Hashem says that if you will not give misa's bezdin, then I'll have to get involved and give kares. That's what it says in the pasuk, right? Vim halem ya pasuk dalet. Vim halem ya limo amoris esenem ineshu. If the people will not get involved and they won't give the proper punishment, then I'll have to get involved and give kares. So the Gemara makes a drasha as if Hashem told us that He treats His kares like Mises Bezdin.
How is that different from every other situation where somebody is chayav misa but there's no
hashrach? Oh, very good. Good, very good.
Takes care of it eventually.
Very good. So we're going to talk about that in a second. We're trying to point this out. At this pasuk, there's two psukim over here. One pasuk says that Hashem says that if a guy gives his kids to Moloch, he gets stoned. And then it says, "Vani etenes panai b'yishuv v'chrati oisai." Then we give him kares. Well, which one is he getting? Is he getting kares or is he getting skila? Then we have another pasuk where the pasuk says that if halim yalimu, if they close their eyes, then I'm going to have to get involved. So the obvious question is, the Shidim Gobetzis asks, why couldn't the Gemara bring a raya from the pasuk Gimel? Pasuk Gimel said very clearly, "Vani etenes panai b'yishuv v'chrati oisai." I will give him kares. How can you give kares to someone who's supposed to be getting skila? The answer is, you see, there's some connection between kares and skila. So why do you have to wait for pasuk dalid? Why does the Gemara bring the raya from pasuk dalid and not from pasuk gimel? So we'll have to see what's the difference between pasuk gimel and pasuk dalid. So the obvious difference is pasuk gimel might be talking about a case where there was no edim and no hasra, and pasuk dalid is talking about there was edim and no hasra, but Bezdin is just lazy. Bezdin is not doing their job. Vim halim yalimu means Bezdin is not doing their job. Bezdin paskin that this guy's supposed to get skila, but they didn't do it. They got cold feet at the end. They decided, you know what? He's paskin to have skila. He's supposed to give skila, but you know, we're not doing it. Then the pasuk says, "I'm going to give kares." So what was pasuk gimel talking about? Pasuk gimel was talking about there was no edim and hasra. So it's a different category, which we'll come back to in a second. So the Gemara says that there's a drasha that my kares is like misa's bezdin. Let's see Rashi number two. Mino isha hu, sagt Rashi, shu chayiv misa's bezdin. But it says in the pasuk, what does it say, pasuk gimel? "Vani etenes panai ba'ishu." I will put my eyes in this man. Who's the isha? Who? Who's the isha? Who's the Rashi? The person who's chayiv misas bezdin. "V'samti ani panai v'chrati." Lamanu, we learn from here, shahakares b'makim misa v'chilufa. That kares can take the place of misa, or it can be swapped. That there's a direct connection, there's a similarity between misa and kares. That's what the Gemara makes the drasha. So the Shita Mekubetzes in number 4 asks the kasha, which I just mentioned to you. Ve'ikol Medik asks the Shita Mekubetzes. Amalei Ma'isim Dichsev Le'el. Why didn't the Gemara bring this proof from the earlier pasuk? It says in the pasuk Vani Yetenes Panay Be'Shehu Vachrati. Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Gimel says, and I will put my face into this man, and I will give him courage. The Havad Le'Loi Ma'ish Ba'Oisa Shirogim Ukvar. The pasuk can't be talking about a guy who already got skila. Now, you're not going to give the guy skila and courage. He's dead. El b'mishlei rogmu. El amai. The pasuk is talking about a guy who didn't get skila. Al mosha karis b'makom misa. We're trying to prove that karis and misa are interchangeable. So frek the shita mekubetzes. So why do you have to bring the raya from pasuk dalet? What's wrong with pasuk gimel? Pasuk gimel says very nicely. V'ani etenes panai b'yeshu. I will put my face. I will turn my attention to this man. V'chrati yosei mikarev amai. I'll give him karis. What do you mean give him karis? He's supposed to get skila. Oh, good. That's what we're going to see. That's going to be the answer. That's exactly going to be the answer. That Pasuk Gimel is talking about where there's no proof of conviction. Then Hashem steps in. Pasuk Dalet is talking about where there was a conviction. Eidah v'asra psak Bezdin, but Bezdin was lazy to do the job. Which would mean Pasuk Dalet should become first.
Dalet should be Gimel, right?
All right, that's true.
Right,
that's a bigger chiddush. Right. Meaning it's a bigger chiddush to say which way that he had a psak. You're saying it's a bigger chiddush to say that he was decided, Bezdin decided he's supposed to get killed, and Bezdin didn't do it.
Yeah, because it's one of the things that is in the base.
Right.
Be the first. That's okay. The default result.
And that should
and
be.
That doesn't happen.
Right. Okay. And again, good point. It's a good point.
Why is it chosen to point that here? I assume this applies to other situations.
What, Karis?
Well, no, I'm saying when Bezdin doesn't act. That Hashem steps in,
right? Well, so that we learned last week, right? Dalet Mises Bezdin. Oh, so we had the Gemara last week. The Gemara told us that the 4 Mises Bezdin are not batel, which means if a person does an Aveira that deserves one of the Mises, he'll get it in a different form, in another way.
Right.
Which does beg the question, where does Tshuva work its way and things like that, but we'll leave that for Rosh Hashanah and Kippur Torah. So here the Gemara is proving to us something different. Here the Gemara wants to prove to us that if a person has Karis, specifically Karis, because we want to prove that Karis works the same way as Mises Bidei Adam. So we have to draw that correlation between Karis. Now we'll see in a second that Karis is only one example of when Hashem gets involved versus other cases. So that's the Shita Mekubetzes is kasha. V'yesh loymar, number 4 says the Shita Mekubetzes. V'yesh loymar, very gishmaka answer. The kivin the pirushon before the ma'idich siv ani etin is panai. What's pshat in that pasuk? Right, we read it in the Chumash. Right, Vayikruchof is in Achrim Moish. Balakriya here, okay. Vayikruchof is, I believe, in either Achrim Moish or Kedoshim, right? My mitzvah parsha. I should have known that. Okay, don't tell my parents. Okay, it's parsha's kedushim, right? So what's pshat in the pasuk? Stop saying, how do you read the chumash? Right, the pasuk says if a person gives his kid to Moloch, he gets stoned, and then it says I'm going to give him karis. What's going on over here? If you guys getting karis, he's not getting skila. Zof the shidim kubetz. What's pshat in the pasuk? The ma'idich sevani yeten es panai ma'ir kisha ova b'lo yedim v'asra. Because that pasuk is talking about a case where the guy did the avera without edim and asra. The kivin shekain in a karis b'makay misa mamish. Then karis is not in the place of misa. Shrei lo yinischai v'dayim misa. You can't tell me that karis is in the place of skila. He doesn't deserve skila. He didn't have a psak for skila. Again, what's our agenda on our sugya? Our agenda is to show karis and misa b'di adam are the same. You don't have a raya from pasuk gimel because in pasuk gimel the guy didn't have a psak bezin to get misa. He was just did the avera without the psak to get the Misa. But Pasuk Dalet says that Shidim Mekubetz says that's much better. Why? What does it mean in that Pasuk? That Pasuk means, what does it mean they overlooked it? They didn't look. It means that there was a Psak Bezdin to give this guy Skila for doing Meilich, and no one enforced it. Then says the Pasuk that you get Kuris. He says, what's the halim yalim? What are they turning away from? They're turning away from not giving him, not having Edom and Asur? No, they're turning away from having Edom and Asur. He's supposed to get killed. They just don't want to. You know, they're very woke Bezdin. They don't want to give Misa, right? They're very.
Does it mean that they adjudicate he should get,
yes,
and they don't do?
Yes, yes.
Or does it mean that all the evidence is there, but they go the wrong way?
There's never a psak. There's never a final decision that he's supposed to get Misa. For whatever reason, I guess. If there's no evidence, then
so the evidence
he's not guilty.
Shows that he's guilty.
So why is Bezdin?
Well, that's right.
So I guess if it sounds like from the pasuk, the halim yalimu is not for the right reason.
The words mean what?
Halim means to overlook. To close. To look away.
To look medical.
So that sounds like they're consciously throwing away the case, not for any good reason.
I'm saying they throw away the case and call not guilty.
Right, but
as opposed to calling guilty and not executing.
Right, so here the halim yalimu means they're not looking at doing what they're supposed to. Halim yalimu esenehem neshehu means they're not doing what they're supposed to. Their job is to give him misa because all the evidence equals that, and they're just not doing it. For whatever reason, they feel bad for the guy, whatever the case may be. So Zokte Shidibu Kabet says, that's beautiful. And look at the end. He says so nicely. He says, V'zeo shekosev Rashi mino ishahu shulchayiv mises bezdin. If you look at Rashi, we read it very quickly, the top Rashi. Rashi says that, V'im alem yalim asayim in ishahu. Who's the ishahu? Who's this man? So Rashi shulchayiv mises bezdin. What did Rashi want with that line? Said the Shinu Kubetz is because Rashi is trying to emphasize he's actually chayiv. He had a psak that he's chayiv mises bezdin, not just someone who did the crime that fits the punishment, but there's no edim and asura. He's actually chayiv mises bezdin because there were edim and there were asura and everything fit the criteria. Thank you, David.
Yeah. This marker, you only know that if someone should have gotten mises bezdin but gets kares instead, then you say kimli. How do you know kares really wouldn't have been mises bezdin? You would still say kimli.
Okay, the idea of the Gzeri Shav is that we're comparing Karis to Mises Bezdin.
Yeah, but not all Karis. This is a specific type of Karis.
Why?
Because here, God's saying, when I have to get involved, then I'm taking the place of Bezdin.
Good.
But maybe when Bezdin is never involved, like on Yom Kippur, maybe you wouldn't say that. Maybe it's a different type of Karis.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I hear. I thought you were going to get us into the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha, which was, I thought that was the territory you were heading.
What is that Karis?
Meaning, the Karis, there's sometimes... okay, that's another thing. What's the other kasha I was waiting for someone to ask me? There's no mominus by Meilach. There's no kim levi amini by Meilach.
We can find a case.
Oh, good. What's the Bnei Yeshua's going to do? But to me, that kasha is not a kasha because that's the whole idea of Gzeirah Shavah. We learn out that kares copies misa b'dei adam. Now, wherever it's applicable, it's applicable. Obviously, wherever it's not applicable, it's not applicable.
And where's the kares there that you don't have misa adam?
By where?
Tell me.
So Seth was trying to suggest that over here, there's two types of case of Kuris. There's sometimes where the whole punishment is Kuris. There's no other option. And then here, it's, well, you're really supposed to get Misa,
right.
But if Bezdin's not doing the job, then we're going to step in and give Kuris. His
more
question.
Common. That's more common.
There's
only a few cases.
There are a few cases. We'll get to example. Zor Sha'achal Truma is a classic example, which is the next line in the Gemara. If Zor eats Truma, so he gets really Misa B'dei Shemayim, not Kuris. That's different, which we'll get to in a second. But the point is that I guess what you're going to have to say is that the Svara of the Gemara is that if the Torah says that I am going to replace Kuris with Misa, even though Seth is arguing, well, that's because here it's at least Shaykh to replace it, but the concept is that Kuris can replace Misa means they're similar. And therefore, if they're similar in that way, they're similar with regard to Kim Lebed Ram Mine as well. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying.
Just because you alluded to it, what is the difference between Kuris and Misa?
Beautiful. We're going to get to that in source 6, 7, and some other sources. We'll get to that Mamish today. Today's discussion.
But there are situations where it's Kuris is the only punishment.
Yeah, yeah.
Not Misa Bidir.
Correct. Right, that's Seth's observation. It's a good one. That sometimes Kuris is the default option.
Right.
So, but again, my answer would be that if the Torah is giving Kuris as an option in the place of Misa B'dei Adam, it means there is somewhat of a connection between the two. So the Pnei Yeshua asks in number 5. One second, he says, I don't get. What was the drasha? It says in the Chumash by Moilech that if you're supposed to get Kuris, you don't get Kuris. If you're supposed to get Skila, that's Mises Bezdin. If Bezdin doesn't do their job, Hashem steps in and gives Kuris. So the Rav says, oh, you see from here that Hashem says, my Kuris is just like Mises B'dei Adam. And just like by Mises B'dei Adam, there's Kim Levi Dramine, so to here there's Kim Levi Dramine. Asks the Pnei Yeshua, what are you talking about? There's no Kim Levi Dramine by Moilech. Moilech is a case, a guy takes his son, throws him into a fire, whatever weird avoid desire he does. There's no mumminess over there. You want to show me that Kuris has Kim Levi Dram Mine? Because the Torah shows that Kuris can replace Skila. But we're not looking to show that Kuris can replace Skila. We're looking to show that Kuris has Kim Levi Dram Mine. You proved me a case that there is no Kim Levi Dram Mine. Ask the Pnei Yeshua number 5. Ya'afal gav the haikra gabi moilech ksiv. Deloy shaykh bechi of uptur tashlumin. Afilu b'misas bezdin. There's no role of bezdin requiring mominus. You want to prove to me Kim Levi Dram Mine. How do you prove it to me from moilech? There's no mominus by moilech. So how do you prove the idea that Kim Levi Dramine works by Kuris?
Well, so how can you have Kim Levi Dramine if it's possible that only knows that he's high Kuris? He could have been done moilech.
Correct.
Nobody knows he did it.
Right.
So how can you have Kim Levi
Dramine? Oh, so that
knows that the Kuris is there.
Right, so that would be the first pasuk that we saw. That would not be the right. We're talking about the case where we know he did it, right? And Achrami, exactly. Because you're always going to have these types of cases. We always talk about this. Kuris comes from Hashem. So how does anyone else know about it? So it has to be that there was a psak that he's guilty of the crime, and therefore Karis will kick in. Now we'll see later today how Karis works practically. You know, what's the time limit for these things? Bezdin paskins that he did the crime that would cover such a punishment. But Bezdin doesn't do anything because it comes from Shammai.
Where do we know the Kimlay only works when the second one is Mominus? What happens if it's a Karis and a Lav?
Oh, we're going to talk about that also later today, hopefully. We'll see, that's a big Machloikus Achroinim between the Nesivus and Pnei Yeshua also. And the Haflah, I'm sorry. What happens when you have a Lav in Karis? We'll come back to that in a second. Now again, the typical case of Kimlay Draminei is Mominus. I shouldn't say typical. They're both typical. Mominus and Misa. And there's also Malkus and Mominus. But we'll see how Reb Chaim differentiates. So the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. When I saw this Pnei Yeshua, I thought to myself, that's not a kasha. Why is the Pnei Yeshua not a kasha? So we'll see. The Gemara's going to have two psukim. We'll come back to Lina later today. Now, we'll come back to it. Now, when I saw this Pnei Yeshua, why is the Pnei Yeshua not a kasha? Pashup Shat. Why is it not a kasha? Because that's how Gzeir Shavas work. Gzeir Shavas work that I'm learning one from the other. I'm learning that Kares is like Misa B'dei Adam. I over here, you don't see that. Of course you don't have to see that. All you need to prove to me is that Kares takes on the same halachic status and apply it wherever applicable. Obviously over here there's no Kimlei B'dei Raminei because there's no Mominus by Moilach. But the purpose of the drasha was to show me that Kares and Misa B'dei Adam are synonymous. So once they're synonymous, then they're synonymous all the way through. That's what he answers. He says, "V'yoisin nearly the acacia dekra hainu." He gets that at the end. He says, first of all, "V'yoisin nearly the acacia dekra hainu koin shebishosh eviu lamoylech korish yiroin shechaveret." He becomes creative, says the Pnei Yeshua. He says, "Why is there no mumminess? Maybe while you're giving your kid to moylech, you also ripped your neighbor's shirt." Very talented. Yeah, look at that. Right, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, look, all these Kimlei cases, all the Kimlei cases in the Gemara.
Are very creative. Yeah. So the Pnei Yeshua says, Mehechet Tesim. Pnei Yeshua says, who says there's no mominess over here? It could be that while you're schlepping your son to Moilach, you rip someone in the process.
On the field.
Right? You're mazik on the process.
Between two
fires. Yeah.
So you're walking on something and destroy it as you're going through.
Then he gives another answer. Oy, afilu besayrif, shiroin shobinoi, voy de chayah. Or what happens if you rip your own son's clothing? While you throw him into the fire, you burn his shirt. Guy's got a nice shirt on, and they throw the kid into the fire. You burn his own shirt.
But he doesn't have ownership of the shirt.
Well, it depends how old he is. If the kid's stuck at 13, it depends what else, you know. It doesn't say how old the son is when you do moilach. Could he isab a Sanhedrin? Oh, you should have a ben benoy. Then he has even a more creative teretz that you can moilach is not only your son; it could even be your grandson. Okay, so Tosis the Pnei Yeshua is trying to come up with different terutzim. So he writes. I didn't even put it down. He writes it. Right. I thought he writes it. Yeah. He says, I thought that was a Pashup Shat. Pashup Shat is that the limud of the Hekesh is that Misa B'dei Adam is just like Karis. Obviously, this case, there's no application for it, but doesn't take away from the similarities that the two have. Okay.
If you do a case of Kimlei where it's a trifecta instead of two, let's say you do a one, it's a P of Karis. The other one is, let's say, a Lav, and the other thing is Mominus. And you do that all at the same time. So then, which way do you say? Do you say that you get Karis? And it trumps the other two, and only trumps the one below.
So we'll have to see what the guy gets. I'm not sure what the case would be. What punishment would he do? So we'll talk about Karis and Malkus together. I'm not sure if we talk about three.
Mominus at the same time. You killed the guy, you ruined his shirt.
Yeah. So we'll talk. We'll have to talk about Karis and Malkus still. We haven't got to it yet.
What if this was Shabbos? So you have to.
So then you might, but then you might have, Mises Bezdin for Sreifa on Shabbos, right? So then it wouldn't be Karis anymore. Then it would be Mises Bezdin. It would be a different punishment. Then it would be simple Kim Levi Ramine. Most likely true. Yeah, meaning you don't really want to burn his shirt. Okay, the point is true.
Burning the baby. Why isn't burning the child Sreifa? Why does it have to be an
meaning Sheichet? It's Sheichet. It's Sheichet. You kill the son.
Burning skin. Whatever it is.
Yeah, and if it switches over to be Mises Bezdin, then it's no longer Karis anymore. We're talking about cases that are strictly Karis. So you're right. If you switch it over and you make the storyline that it's Mises Bezdin, then it becomes more simple. And Achrami. So let's go back to the Gemara for a second. Now it gets even more interesting. So the Gemara wants to know. My ikka bein Rava la Abaya. If you remember last week, we had Abaya. Abaya said Pshat in the Gemara was because of the Gzeir Shava Asan Asan. And Rava said Pshat in the Gemara is because Kareis Shali Kemisa Shalachem. So Gemara wants to know, my ikka bein Rava la Abaya. What's the difference between Abaya and Rava? Is there any practical halachic nafkamina? Says the Gemara, Ikka Beinayu, what's the difference? Zor Sha'ochal Truma. If a Zor eats Truma, a Zor is a non-Kayin, who decides to eat Truma. So what's the punishment for a Zor that eats Truma? Zog Rashi, Bemezit. If a Zor eats Truma, Bemezit. Hu Misa B'dei Shemayim V'loi B'kares. Now we got to start really splitting hairs. We keep on saying that there's Misa B'dei Adam and there's Kares. But Zog Rashi, there's a third category, Misa B'dei Shemayim. Not always is it Kares, sometimes it's a different punishment. It's called Misa B'dei Shemayim. Rashi says, what's the difference between Kares and Misa B'dei Shemayim? Zog Rashi, Kares hu v'zara ne'noshim. Kares, it affects you and your children. Dechsiv aririm yihu. It will be childless. So Rashi has a chiddush of it, which many Rishonim disagree on. Rashi holds Kares means you and your children. Misa B'dei Shemayim means just you. Fine. So why is this an afkamina between Abayi and Rava? Explains the Gemara. Zor sh'ocha truma la'abaya potter. According to Abaya, you would be potter. You have kimleib d'rambinei. Ula Rava chayiv. And according to Rava, you'd be chayiv. Why? Because what was Rava's whole drasha? Rava's whole drasha is Kares sheli kimisas bezdin. Rava was always talking about Kares, Kares, Kares. Misa B'dei Shemayim is a different category. So you don't have a right to compare Misa B'dei Shemayim to Kares. They're two separate punishments. So Rava's whole drasha was focusing on Kares. Kares sheli kimisa shalachem. So says the Gemara, yeah, what happens with Misa B'dei Shemayim? You don't compare it to Misa B'dei Adam. And therefore there would be no kim leib d'rambinei if a Zor eats Truma. Because again, a Zor eats Truma, he did two things wrong. He stole from the Kayin. It's Geneva from the Kohen. He owes mammonis to the Kohen because he stole his Truma. And secondly, he ate Truma, which is prohibited as Misa B'dei Shemayim.
You'd never have a case of paying.
So we're going to see in a second. We're going to get to all these things.
When do you get Misa B'dei Shemayim?
Good. We'll get to that hopefully in a minute.
Because it's really, that's counterintuitive. It sounds like Misa B'dei Shemayim sounds like Karis, but what it really is if you're supposed to give Misa B'dei Adam and you can't get it for whatever reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of it. So yes, obviously.
No, there are certain categories where that's the whole makeup of the punishment. It's not like Hashem said,
so you don't have to be chayav down here.
You do. You have to be paskin that you did the crime. But there's no punishment on this world for eating truma. Nigazaru eats truma, does not get anything from Bezdin. That's strictly between him and God. Now, what's the difference between, again, same thing with an arayas. Person lives with an arayas, he gets karis. That means Bezdin will not touch him. Now, what's the difference between karis and Misa B'dei Shemayim? So according to Rashi, karis means his family will also be affected. Misa B'dei Shemayim just means he'll be affected.
What does it mean affected?
They'll die. That's what it sounds like. It's pretty scary stuff. What happened to Leim Sobis Albonim? Okay, these are all good questions. We're showing them, we'll talk about this. According to Rashi, it sounds like that not only does this guy die, but his family will die also. Or he won't have children, or if they're already born, they'll die. Pretty scary stuff.
So what does it mean Abaye is Pater, but it's not Shafat Shuma?
He's Pater because there's Kim Leib D'Rabamine.
So it's not Pater.
He's Pater from paying because of Kim Leib D'Rabamine. So according to Abaye, he'd have Kim Leib. But according to Rav, there would be no Kim Leib D'Rabamine. Let's see Rashi, why? So Rashi, La'abaya potter, mitashlumen. See? Rashi's mamash burning your kasha. La'abaya potter, mitashlumen. What's Rashi saying? You potter from what? From the payment. Why? The nafkalome, asan, he learns from the word asan, b'dei shemayim. Right? Asan means a catastrophe, something bad happens. V'chol asan b'mashma. And any type of asan, whether it's misa b'dei shemayim or karis, it doesn't matter. According to Abaye, the whole drush is learned from the word asan. If an asan happens, then we compare it to an asan that happens in b'dei adam. So asan, why do we care why the guy dies? He dies misa b'dei shemayim, he dies karis, who cares? That's a casualty asan. And therefore, according to Abaye, you'd have the rule of kimle. But according to Rava, you'd be potter. Why? According to Rava, you'd be potter. So Pashup Shad is because it's not karis. And since Misa B'dei Shemayim is not karis, and the whole drasha was karis shali, kimisa shalachem, you don't have that over here. Now the Gemara goes with a little bit of a side problem, which we'll have to deal with much more in a few weeks. The Gemara says, 1 second. Ula baya potter? Is it really true, according to Abaya, you'd have Kim David Ramine? Va'omer Rav Chizda, but Rav Chizda told us, Mo'idir, Rav Nechunya ben Akana, Rav Nechunya ben Akana agrees. Who's Rav Nechunya ben Akana? He's the one who holds Kim David Ramine by Karis. He agrees, Sheg begoyniv chalbo shechaver. If a guy steals chalif, fat, you're not allowed to eat it. Guy steals it, va'ochla, and he eats it, shuchayiv, he has to pay. Why? Shekvar nischayiv begneva koidim shebol idei iser. Because Kim David Ramine means everything has to happen at the same time. What happened over here? The guy walks into his friend's house. He steals the chalif. That's the Maisa Geneva. At that point, he's chayiv the mominus. He then goes home and eats it. Where's the connection between the two acts? Kim Leib D'Rabamine usually means at the same time, two things happen. A guy punches someone in the face and he breaks his glasses at the same time. So that's one action at the same time with two outcomes. But over here, there's a huge break. The guy steals the chalif and then he eats it an hour later. Where's the connection for Kim Leib D'Rabamine? So here also, a czar that eats truma. So a czar breaks into the kohen's house, steals truma. So the moment he lifts it up, right away he becomes a ganif. The moment he becomes a ganif, he's chayiv. He doesn't pay until later. So how do you ever have Kim Leib D'Rabamine?
Because
you pick it up to eat.
Oh,
right?
Very good.
You don't have to just take it away.
Mamas.
Right,
so let's see the next line of the Gemara.
It's the same person. But by the Geneva, it's Geneva against the man, and then it's the Chelev is against a din between you and a Kodesh Baruch.
Right, but I stole the Chelev from this man.
All
right,
the
chaylev
part, this man doesn't care that you ate the
chaylev,
he just cares that you stole his
chaylev. Well, same thing presumably with Zohar Shalcha Truma, the kohen doesn't...
That's his truma.
Which we have to come back to.
Both ways.
We're going to have to talk about that, if that's a poshet, that it's really his truma. Does the kohen have real bailus on the truma? We'll come back to that.
When he picks it up, he already stole it.
Oh, that's right, so let's see the Gemara.
Yeah, but it's one action.
Don't you need a shino action?
So let's see the Gemara. Now you guys see why this is going to take us a bunch of weeks to get through. Says the Gemara, Alma, we see the meidna, the agbe kanya. The moment you pick it up, you're kinda mischayiv nafsha like havi ad ochale. But you're not chayiv misa until you actually eat it. So hachanami here also. Meidna the agbe when the person picked up the truma kanya, he's chayiv mischayiv nafsha like havi ad ochale. But he's not chayiv until he eats it. So how's the kimle b'dir rabbi mine? It's not one action. So the Gemara comes up with some creative terutz.
Oh, and who says it's stealing it if you just picked it up?
Oh, good.
You're in his house.
Good.
You just picked it up.
Good.
You make a kenyan on it. But when you put it in your mouth, that was a kenyan and you're eating it.
Says the Gemara, hachem ma'askinon. The Gemara's going to come up with a creative... Well, that terutz we're going to talk more about when we see Tosfos, hopefully. So the Gemara gives a creative answer. The Gemara says, you never picked up the truma. Someone else put it into your mouth. So the moment, so the Gemara is going to say, so why are you chayv? So the Gemara said, well, you could have spit it up, but you chose not to. So then the Gemara thinks the time it goes down your throat is the time you were kainit, which is the exact same time you're nene, which is when you chayv for the is. So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about a case of against yitochav lachaveri, lesoich pif. For the Gemara, soif soif, kivin de la'asye kanya, the Gemara says, not so fast. When you chew it, that would be a maisa kinyan. Mitzchayv ben afshal avi adabola, but you're not chayv until you actually swallow. So the Gemara says, don't worry, you're going to talk of loyal to base abliya. The guy stuck it down all the way into your throat. It skipped the whole mouth, straight down to your throat. So then I didn't photocopy for today. What?
Is that an achilah?
Oh, so the Gemara's going to say, Mamanashach. The Gemara's going to ask one second, E matzila hadure, if you could have spit it up, you should have. If you couldn't have spit it up, it's right there, not your fault. So we'll get to later what the Gemara's answer is going to be.
Why don't you think that it'll be the same chetzah? That you're continuing act, it's a continuing act. I mean, you want to separate the act.
Which case?
No, I'm saying the case of, let's say, stealing, eating, right? But in the truma case, let's say. Why? Because if it involves the same chefsa of the...
But the act
is a continuous act. It's not like he did...
Is it? Why is it a continuous act?
Because he stole it for the purpose of eating.
No, I don't know why he stole it. Maybe he stole it to sell. I don't know what he wanted to do with it. He did an act of gneva, which is a machayev mamonis.
But it was like bobbing for apples. No, seriously.
Yeah,
that's... Eat it with your mouth.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. We're going to see Tysus. The Gemara talks about all these things. Yeah.
I'm just going to say, when the Queen of Khan agrees,
Gevaldik. Gevaldik. All the Rishonim asked that kasha. Billy Nedder, in 2 weeks, we'll come to come back to it. That's why I said I don't want to get into this Gemara yet today. The Gemara asked it. The Rishonim all asked this kasha. Achronim asked this kasha. What do you mean, Moidim Nechunya? Everyone should agree to this. The Gemara makes it sound like, oh, Rabbi Chunya ben Akona, who's the Baal Mechadesh, that this Kim Lev Dramini, he also agrees that there's no Kim Lev Dramini when they're both not at the same time. Everyone agrees there's no Kim Lev Dramini if they're not at the same time. This is not a Chiddush in Kares. It happens to be the example was a Chiddush Krisis. What? Some people say, even Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, Mr. Makel, Rabbi Makel, even Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, who's so lax with Kim Leib Diramine, and even allows Kares to get away with Kim Leib Diramine, he also draws the line somewhere.
But the
correct. Right. Correct.
One of the rules happens to be that it's Be'idna. So
Right. So that's why. So one of the answers the Gemara, the Rishonim says, no. The reason why we're pegging Rabbi Nechunya because he punked happens to be the one who's very makel. So we're trying to show that even when he's so makel, even he agrees that there's a time where you don't say it. But there's many other terutzim, Billy Nedder, after Rosh Hashanah, we will have to get into it. Okay, so what do we have so far? We have that the Gemara thinks there's a fundamental difference between Misa B'dei Shemayim and Karis. What is the difference? The Gemara says there's a difference. Because according to Rava, Hashem says, Karis Sheli Kemisa Shalachem, but not Misa B'dei Shemayim. What's the difference? Oh, Kari, well, that's Rashi says Kares means the person dies and his children get affected. Misa David Shemayim, he dies, his kids don't get affected. That's the difference.
So it's really two questions. What's the difference practically, and then why are some things Kares and
correct.
Why are some things Misa David Shemayim? There's a list of things you get Kares.
That's correct. There's a list, and the list of Misa David Shemayim is a very small list. The thing that person gets Misa David Shemayim is a much smaller list than the things you get Kares for.
Just for clarity, you said Misa B'dei Shemayim also has a 60-year-old...
No, we'll see. It's Machlokes B'Shoinim. We'll get to that in a few minutes. So,
60-year-old
Kares?
Yeah, like
Kares. Kares is Machlokes. As a Machlokes B'Shoinim, we'll get to that. Yeah, we'll see in a second. Tyson Yavam is Dav Beis. We'll get to that. Right? Wow. And we had an halacha shir that maybe 50 can't be about tefillah anymore. Right. So that's maybe a perk of hitting 50 that, you know.
Before it
couldn't be. Right. So you have to balance the perks of older age. But in any case, that's Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita is the difference between Karis and Misa Deshamayim is that Karis means the person gets affected and his children. Because Rashi says, it says in the Pasuk, I rerim you. You won't have children. So the Gemara, so people say, well, the guy already has kids. They die. Okay. Nebuch, very, very, very scary stuff. But there's a Tyson Yavamas Dav Beis. This is probably the closest we're going to get to learning Yavamas in this year, as far as I see, because I don't ever attempt to learn Yavamas or say Shir in Yavamas, that's for sure. But we danced around Yavamas throughout the years, but to actually say we're learning Yavamas properly, I don't see myself doing that for some time. But in any case, there's a Tyson Yavamas Dav Beis, the opening Amud over there in Yavamas. So Tyson quotes over here, Machalikis Rishainim. He says, "V'lo yitochim pirish zeh l'Rashi she'amad d'chol kares hu v'zari nichras." He says, based on the Gemara over there, it doesn't work out with Rashi's pshat that kares means every single time there's kares, it means hu v'zari nichras. Not only does the guy get kares, but his children also get kares. Da'inu de'ikah ben kares misa d'shemayim, and that would be the difference between kares and d'shemayim. El riva, but rather the riva's pshat's better. She'amar de'ei nichras hu v'zari ela barayis. Riva says no. The only time there's Ariri is by the Arayis. The Chsiv Behu Ariri, because the Taka says the word Ariri. So therefore, according to Rashi, every Karis carries Ariri. According to the Riva, not every Karis carries Ariri, only the Karis by Arayis.
Ariri means?
No children. The children will die, or you go childless. The Chiluk Yesh Ben Misa
L'Karis. Each one, it just says it. The Lashon Ariri, it just says it by one, no?
Wherever it says it by, I don't remember which ones. Whichever arise it says it by, that's where it applies to.
So but it applies to all the arises?
I think so. But it doesn't say it by other Chayvei Kriyas. It doesn't say Ariri. So that's a good point that the Riva is making. Rashi says, no, every Karis carries Ariri. But here, then, so wait a second. So according to the Riva, you have a Kasha. So according to the Riva, what's the difference between Karis and Misa Deshamayim? Bishlam, according to Rashi, the difference was Ariri. But according to the Riva, it's not true. So how do you define Zor Shal Chachuma versus someone who eats Chametz on Pesach? What's the difference? Zok to Riva, V'chidlok Yesh Ben Misa L'Kari, K'tami B'Yushalmi. The Karis Ben Nun, because Karis is 50. Umapik lama dichsiv al tachrisu eshevet al kohasi. Vavidosam anun. Umisihi besamach kemese midbar. So according to the Riva, the difference is what age each one starts. There's no practical difference. It's just what age are you applicable to get it. According to Taisvis, it's 50. Misa Karis is 50. And Misa Nishamayim is 60.
If you do a Chayvei Kriyas act after you're 60, you don't get Karis.
That's what it sounds like, which is hard to imagine, right? Right? Yeah. That's what it sounds like. And this Yushalmi argues on the Gemara Moed Katan that says Minun v'atzamach zuhi Mises Karis. There's a Gemara Moed Katan. The Gemara says that Mises that Karis is only between 50 and 60, which is Tamazay Apella, right? What does that mean? It's only between 50 and 60. So when he, you know,
range, not
right,
that.
Right, okay.
You're done being a bald filler, then you
get. I guess then you get Karis. I don't know. So that's the Taisvus's pshat. The difference is the ages. He says, "V'nuach aloyim lefi hashas shalom demisim neshamayim achasamach v'koydes man karis." Okay, but that's Tosfos's pshat. The whole difference is not in the makeup of the punishment, but it's the timing of it. One is at 50, one is at 60. Now lechayra,
then he has a misim neshamayim.
Right, but then you have
what's misim neshamayim?
Right, it's the same thing. It's just a question of what age they come.
It's the same punishment.
So then the question is much shverer. Then why does Rava draw a distinction between the two of them? Meaning, if you'll tell me, like Rashi, that Karis is one category and Misa Deshamayim is another category, I can understand when the Gemara says, Karis Shali Ki Misa Deshamayim, the Gemara says, no, that's Karis, not Misa Deshamayim. But according to Tosfos, they're basically the same thing. They have the same makeup, except for the time when they come.
But the Pasuk's the Pasuk. He gives the word Karis.
Yeah.
He doesn't say something else.
Yeah, I understand.
Where do we learn Misa Deshamayim in Psukim?
It says the word, because it says Hashem will do it without okay. Karis. But still, to me, that's not such a fundamental difference that you'll start drawing such distinctions.
But the words in the pasuk.
Yeah, okay, that's what you're going to have to say. According to I think according to Rashi, the Gemara is much easier to understand. Because the Gemara makes a distinction, Karis Shali, V'loi Misa B'dei Shemayim Shali. What's the difference?
Sure, it's stronger, but it doesn't mean...
It's stronger, it's different. It's a different punishment.
Yeah, but the point is, we hang our hat on the words in the pasuk.
I guess that's what Rashi is going to have to tell you. The Riva is going to have to tell you.
That's how we do in Shas. We live for Pesukim.
Yeah, I guess. I guess you'll have to say that even though they are basically the same, they look the same, they act the same, it's just they start at different times.
And it's a different Lashon that defines
I guess
what the Torah, they are different. They are different, right?
Yeah, why does that make a difference?
But
I think that's what we have to fight about. Listen, that might be part of the Machlokes Rishonim.
50 at death and 60.
you know, they're different.
It's a different, you know.
It's a different punishment. You would die earlier, or you.
Yeah, I guess. Later. I guess you'll make that argument that living another extra 10 years is taka difference. Maybe. I think it's a good machlokes b'shoinim. Yeah.
But one can understand Rashi very simple. The difference between Karis and Misa, you know, Bidei Shemayim. It has to do with the next generation.
Yeah.
Your kid.
Ask him.
What could possibly be the svar?
That's what we're fighting about now. So some, so maybe the svar has to do with Lamaisa living an extra 10 years. It's different. 5-10 years is a different life. A guy dies 10 years earlier, 10 years later. Who wouldn't pay, you know, thousands of dollars to live an extra 10 years?
And better if the Torah made two punishments, they're different.
Yeah, I guess the fact that the Torah did structure them differently. I just don't understand. My problem is not why someone would get cursed. I'm saying my problem is that the Gemara is going to go with this whole conclusion and draw a distinction. And say, well, the only time we made cursed like Misa be the other, but not Misa de Shemayim. They have to prove to me that they're so distinct enough to make that distinction. That's my problem. That's my cash I have on the way Tyson's learned the Gemara.
Why are they applying different for different acts?
Right. Yeah. I guess that might be part of the answer. From the fact that Hashem decides sometimes to give curses and sometimes to give the Shemayim, that might be the biggest answer that they're different, whether or not we understand it or not. So we have so far two pshatim in the Rishonim, and what the difference between curses and Misa de Shemayim is. According to Rashi, it's who it affects. According to Tosis, it's when is it affect. When does it come into play? But there's a third pshat from the Rambam, the Pirush HaMishnayis. So look at the Rambam, Pirush HaMishnayis, Maseches Sanhedrin. He writes, Vizu HaMisa B'dei Shemayim Hu Pochos Min HaKurus. It's a lesser punishment than Karis. The Fisha Mukhuyev Karis Yishar or Inish Olav Acharamis. Pretty scary stuff. Most of us think the guy dies, he's gotta, you know, that's gotta be it. Now he gets to the next world. He can, you know, he dealt with whatever he had to deal with. Says the Rambam, nope. He still gotta deal with it in the next world. Umischayev Misa Kishemes Nishaperloy. But Zok the Rambam, but Misa de Shemayim, that is the Kaparo. While by Karis, that's not the Kaparo.
Plus
that's
the
difference.
It goes to the next generation.
No, I don't know. Maybe he holds like Rashi. I don't know. He's giving us a different chiluk. Rashi told us the difference is which generation. Taisha says the difference is what years. And the Rambam is saying a third difference. What is its impact on your life?
It's a double punishment by itself.
Yeah, it's very strong. So there's the whole discussion. There's Rise and Gemara's other places. The Rambam's saying not so for Karis. I don't know. They ask us on the Rambam, what are you talking about? Everyone assumes that Misa is supposed to be Mechaber for everything. But according to this Rambam, it comes to something interesting. It comes that Karis is more Chomer than Misa B'dei Shemayim. Now the problem...
Chomer than Misa B'dei Bezdin, too.
Right. It's Taka very Chomer.
You could do something really, really terrible and Bezdin, kill that Bezdin.
Well, we all assume that when Bezdin kills a person, that's probably going to be some form of a Kapar. Here the Rambam is saying that Karis is not Mechaber. So now we understand the Gemara very Geshmak according to the Rambam. You're talking about apples and oranges. Misa B'dei Shemayim and Karis, these are not the same things. They're clearly different from the fact that there's no kapara. You still don't get kapara after karis. It's clearly a different avera. But so according to, I still have a little bit of a difficult time understanding the Riva, but those are the three pshatim in the Gemara. So according to, the Gemara is drawing a distinction between karis and Misa B'dei Shemayim, and Misa B'dei Shemayim will not have kimlei, while karis will have kimlei B'dei Rabban Mini. That's what comes out.
I agree.
I don't know where the Rambam gets it from. That's the beauty of the Rambam Perusha Mishnayis. I don't know. Listen, for many years, no one ever learned Rambam Perusha Mishnayis. That's why it's geshmak that we. It used to be it was in Aramaic and no one could understand it. It wasn't translated until much later. No one ever learned Rambam Perusha Mishnayis. That's the famous story of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. When Reb Chaim was wanted to be a Rosh Hashiva in Volozhin, so he had to take a proba. Can you imagine Chaim Soloveitchik have to take a proba to get a job? Okay, he had to take a proba. So he took a proba and he was in the middle of giving his shir.
They were Baal Batim.
Regular Baal Batim. They made him take it because they felt he was only getting it because of nepotism because he married the Nitziv's granddaughter, which he did. He did marry the Nitziv's granddaughter. So he was in the middle of giving his shir and halfway through the shir he said, nope, everything is wrong. My whole shtickle Torah is wrong. They said, why? He said, because there's a Rambam Perusha Mishnayis that says not like me. Now those board members would have never known the Rambam Perusha Mishnayis in a million years. Most people don't know Rambam Perusha Mishnayis because it wasn't translated into a good translation. It was in Aramaic. So who learned Aramaic in those years? But the Reb Chaim felt as honest as honest. And that's why they took him for the job. Not because he was a big Lamdan, because he was honest in his Torah. He was so authentic. He said, listen, Emes is Emes, not Emes is not Emes. He stopped the whole shit. And that's why they gave him the job in Volozhin. That's how he got the job to be a Magid Shir.
Not to be Marachan, but respect yeah. Your quotes by the husband that he gave for the Novel Mint.
Oh, yeah? That's another story.
Prava, the same thing. That he made a psak, and then afterwards...
No. That wasn't on a prub. That was when he was a rav in Washington Heights.
Oh, he was already.
And the Novominska rabbi, I said this over also, Michael. The Novominska rabbi was a rav in Washington Heights because when he took the job, to run broyers, part of the deal was he has to be a rav of the shul there in Washington Heights. So one Shabbos was actually coming up to, it was Pashas Vayelech. So there was a shayla about a Sefer Torah. A Sefer Torah came out to be possible. So they brought out another Sefer Torah, and the Novominska Rebbe said that there's a Mishnah Berurah that says that we don't, I granted when we did the sugi here on a Tuesday night share, I didn't think that was the accepted psak, but the Novominska Rebbe said that there's a minug that you read all the aliyahs again from the new Sefer Torah. But the problem was, so the Novominska paskin like that, when the Novominska Rebbe went home after davening, he realized that not Pashas Vayelech. That's the exception because it's a Shira or whatever. So he made a klap before Mincha and he told everyone that he got the psak wrong. So Rav Shechter said, no one in the shul would have known the difference. He didn't have to say anything. No one would have known. No one would have said, but that's authentic. If a person's honest about his Torah, he always corrects himself. Rabbi Wolf here told me. Rabbi Wolf here told me when he started the Rabbanus here, he said he made a deal. A deal. I forgot who he made it with. Shver. I don't know who he made the deal with. That if he ever says anything wrong or gets upset wrong, he has to say the next day in front of everyone that he got it wrong. He has to give a share. The next day, I pass. So I started doing that when I became Rav also, my shul, in the beginning. I don't do it so much anymore. Maybe I make less mistakes. Maybe I just don't do it as much. But I think it's a good thing to do. Every time you get upset wrong, you get up the next day and say, no, I got it wrong. I know we'll know the difference. It's not about them knowing. It's about you knowing. It's about teaching authentic type. But in any case, that was... depending how big the psak is. Right. Yeah. Depending on it's an important lesson for everyone. But in any case, okay. So let's. I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do for Karis. I don't know. I'm not really sure what he's going to get. Stay away from anything that gives you Karis.
So can't you tshuva get you kapara?
I don't know. I can't. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. This is beyond my pay scale. I don't know. I'm here. I don't know. These are good questions. What?
So it's contrary to the
contract. Right, right. We're told everything. We're
bringing everybody back.
I don't know. This is, you got to ask your local mashkiach these types of questions. I don't know. I hear. I don't have a good answer. This is very apropos for Yom Neroy.
Don't do it.
Okay, so let's take a look on the next page from the Pnei Yeshua. Very good shemakash to go to the Pnei Yeshua over here. We talked about in the past, we danced upon this topic, that there's a Rashi in Psachim. Rashi in Psachim says that according to him, the Chunji ben Akana, what happens if a person does chayv krisis b'shoigig? Let's say he eats chaylev, thinking it was kosher, mistake. Or he lives with one of the arayas thinking that it was his wife, whatever the case is. Shoigig. And while he's doing that, he's also mazik someone. Is there kim levi d'ramine also? Is there kim levi d'ramine b'shoigig? So we mentioned that there's kim levi d'ramine, at least according to one opinion of the Gemara, by misas bezdim b'shoigig. Let's say someone kills someone accidentally. And while he kills that person, he also rips shiroim, he also rips his shirt. That person shoots someone accidentally. There happens to be a geshmak shaila to talk about. In Meiron, one of the fellows who survived was a kohen. So the halacha is a kohen that kills a nalat adochen, even b'shoigik. So the shaila is whether or not this fellow, he was convinced, he felt that he perhaps stepped on someone, and he might have caused that person to die. So he wanted to know, is he allowed a dochen afterwards? So the truth is, this shayla comes up all the time. The Tzitz Eliezer and Rabbi Avadi talk about this with Israeli soldiers. Sometimes you have Israeli soldiers, you have car accidents, Rahman al-Salam, where people kill people accidentally. It's not, no one's bad. But the machlik is mechaben ramah to what happens if you kill b'shoigig. You have, let's say, a doctor who botches up something. Right? These cases nebuch do happen. So the question is, if a person kills b'shoigig, is he allowed a duchen? So the mice, the poiskim were mekel with this fellow in Meiron. They had a bunch of svaras to be mekel. But it's an interesting sugi. Maybe one day for halachashir,
really
it's... What?
Not really
Sufik.
Sufik.
He's a
Sufik. Yeah, but Lemaisa, for that was Samech that we allow him to Duchen.
Yeah.
Oh, and he's Sufik whether he did it. Right. So the Sufik whether or not he was actually guilty, whether or not he really did it. There's Machloik is B'shoigig if he does Tshuva, Machloik is B'shoigig if he's B'shoigig. There's a whole list of kulas that they talk about. But it came up, I think Rabbi Avadia has a Tshuva with Israeli soldiers in friendly combat. By mistake, they shot someone. These things do come up. So let's say a guy kills him. Maybe. It might be onus versus shoigig. Well, onus is hard to know what an onus is, right? Onus is really more extreme. Right, you know, onus would be extreme. You know, shoigig means it was a mistake. I meant to shoot Reuven, and whatever. I meant to shoot this guy. I meant to shoot the Arab, and I killed the Israeli.
Right?
Maybe. Could be even more extreme. I don't know.
So also, a lot of points if you kill a guy?
I don't remember. I forgot already. No. Could be a guy. I don't remember. I don't have to correct myself next week, so I'm just going to say I don't remember. I just don't remember. I don't remember. Not a guy?
You remember, then you have to.
I don't remember. I don't think it's a guy. I think it's only a Jew.
I am
yourself a friend. He says that? It's only a Jew. That makes sense. Only a Jew. Okay, so if you kill a Jew, so that... So what happens if a person kills another Jew, b'shoygi? And while he kills him, b'shoygi, he also rips his shirt. So Allah is, according to Tana de Bechizkyo, they're still kim de Ramine. Why? The Gemara makes a drasha that shoygig is like mazid. We spoke about this a few weeks ago. And your part of kim de Ramine. What about kores b'shoygig? Would that be different or not? So Rashi in Pesachim says, no. Kores b'shoygig, no kim de Ramine. So the Pesachim wants to know, why? Pavos. Why is it such a given that Misa B'day Adam B'shoigeg, we do say Kimle, but Karis we don't say. I thought Karis is just like Misa B'day Adam. So the Pnei Yeshua says he wants to be toiler that in the Machloikas Abayin Rava. We just learned the Machloikas Abayin Rava Pshatan Rem Nuchun Yiben Akona. So the Pnei Yeshua wants to suggest that this Machloikas Abayin Rava is not just a Nafkemina by Zor Shalchot Truma, but it has another Nafkemina. It has a Nafkemina with whether or not a Shoigeg Chayvi Krisus would have Kimle Yamine. How does that work out? So the Pnei Yeshua explains. He says, Ube Ikara Tam Lashitas Rashi Vesiyata, the Moidim Nuchun Yiben Shoigeg, the Chayvi Krisus. So the Pnei Yeshua Stamze says, what's Taka the Svara of Rashi Pesachim? Rashi Pesachim says that even in the Chayim Ben Akon agrees if it's Chayve Shoyge Kares, there's no Kimle. Says Ben Yishu, why? So I don't understand why. We have Gzeir Shava. The Gzeir Shava says that if there'll be a tragedy, Ha'im Yeh Asan, so we compare one to the other. So he says, V'nir L'nitayt Tahita Asan Asan Lav Gzeir Shava Gemurahu. It's not a real Gzeir Shava. It's just a rather a reflection of what the words mean. That the word asan can even include a misabdeshamayim. That pasuk is talking about if something bemazed happens. Here's where it's very geschmack. Says the Bnei Yeshua, how do you know that Chayvi Mises Bezdin B'Shoigeg has Kimlei? Not from the pasuk, but from a different pasuk. El Militonet Bechizkia, the Aleph Mak Adam, Mak Behema. Vahosom Vade Le Ayri El B'Mises Bezdin. Vim Ken Kores, O Misa B'De Shemai, Minolon Lifter B'Shoigeg. Kade Nira Linach. Says the Bnei Yeshua, very pashit. Because you can compare one to the other, but where does Misa B'De Adam have the Pator of Shoigeg? That's from another pasuk. So if Misa B'de Adam is learned from another pasuk, so that means you don't have the right to compare Kares to Misa B'de Adam, because Misa B'de Adam on its own won't have the din of Ptor Shoigeg for Kimle Ramin. It's only from another pasuk, which doesn't apply to Kares. That's the Pnei Yeshua's pshat. But this is what I want. Elo, he says, Tinoch Labaya. That's all according to Abaya. Avo L'Rav Odi Aleph Taim Adrem Nechunyo Mikares Shalikim Misa Shalachem. He says, 1 second. Where did Rav learn it from? Rav learned from Kares Shalikim Misa Shalachem. So, frak the Pnei Yeshua, ve'imnemar derashi. I'm sorry, mashma delegarmi iskish. I feel b'shoikig. So, frak the Pnei Yeshua. 1 second. Why should that not be according to Rava? We should compare kares 100% to misa b'di adam. If misa b'di adam has the ptor, kares should have it also. So, frak the Pnei Yeshua. Why is it that when the Gemara doesn't answer, the Gemara wants to know my ikka bein Rava labai? Said the Pnei Yeshua, I have a simple answer. Shoigeg kares is the nafkamina. According to Abaye, Shoigeg kares does not have kimlei. According to Rava, Shoigeg kares does have kimlei. Why doesn't the Gemara answer that? Says the Pnei Yeshua, from the fact that the Gemara does not answer, there must be I'm wrong. It must be both Abaye and Rava both agree that there is no shoigeg by kares, and he doesn't understand why. The Pnei Yeshua thinks it should be totally in this machlokes Abaye and Rava where you learn out Reb Nechunya ben Akana from. That's what the Pnei Yeshua wants to suggest. So he leaves off the piece really troubled, not really understanding why this is not a nafkamina between Rava and Abaye. The Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara comes to Zor Shalcha Truma. So the Pnei Yeshua is convinced from the fact that the Gemara does not suggest his nafkamina, it must be that his nafkamina is not correct. And both Abaye and Rava are in agreement that there is no Ptur Shoigi by Karis. And then the question is why? What was the Lash of the Gemara? Karis Shali Kemisa Shalachem. So if you're going to make kares just like Misa B'dei Adam, they should be the same. If Misa B'dei Adam has a Ptor Shoigeg, so should kares. Okay, that's the Pnei Yeshua's Ara. The Hafla has another kasha. In fact, the Hafla, I have another nafkamina between Abaye and Rava. Says Hafla number 9, Having motzi l'meimar, the ikibinayu kares umalkas. In fact, the Hafla, very geshmaka kasha. We know there's two types of kimle d'ramine. There's kimle d'ramine with Misa and Mammon. Then there's Kimle Ramine with Kuris. So he says like this, why didn't the Gemara say the Nafkamina is when you have Kuris and Malkus? The Matzer Chashas L'Kamon Daf Lamed Zayin Trei Kro L'Misa U'Mammon U'Misa U'Malkus. The Gemara later on has two psukim for Kimle Ramine with Misa and Mammon and Kimle Ramine with Misa and Malkus. Gemara learns that from two psukim. Im kein la abaya di yalef osam yosan dechsev gabi tashlumen. Again, where is the Torah according to Abaye? Where are we learning Akim Le'Dramini from? From the pasuk of Asan. What happens by the case of Asan? That you hit a pregnant lady. If you hit a pregnant lady, there's what to pay financially. So therefore, there's a concept of mominess over there. According to Abaye, what do we know about Karis? We know about Karis whatever we learn from Asan Asan. What's going on by Asan Asan? What's the backdrop? It says Yaakov was worried that something will happen to his son. Was there Binyamin? Was there anything there financially based? Well, not by Binyamin, but on the other side of the equation. What's the other side of the equation? When you hit a pregnant woman. When you hit a pregnant woman, so you have to pay the mevlodas. So you see that in that parasha, the Torah discusses death as long with mominus. But frek the haflah, there's no mention of kares and malchus. What do you do in that configuration? All you learn is kares and mominus. You don't see anything about kares and malchus. So how do you know Karis and Malchus also has Kim Levi Ramine? But according to Rava, where did Rava learn from? Misa Karis Shali Kim Misa Shalchem. Rava compared them straight up. So if Rava compares them to Misa B'dei Adam, just like Misa B'dei Adam has, whether it's Mominus, whether it's Malchus, so Karis has that also. So the Aflo wants to suggest that an Afkamina between Abai and Rava would be, do you have Kim Levi Ramine when it's not me, Karis and Mammon? It's Karis and Malchus. Change the equation. So he wants to suggest that according to Abaya, you don't have it. Because there's no precedent for it. You don't see anywhere in the Psukim when Karis comes together with Malchus what the Torah does.
And in a lav where you get Malchus, that would be an example of what?
I'm talking about a case where you do a Karis with a lav.
Right. What would be the lav? You do a Karis.
Whatever it would be, I guess. You know, what would be the typical case? Let's say
for... Yeah,
right. You're doing a veira that you're going to get a lav instead of Karis.
It's not zoned already. Mother?
That's going to be...
Oh, that's
mominous. That's mominous, right? We want to have no money. We want to have that the act carries Karis and Malchus. So let's say, for example, you eat one of the machalas and suris that's only a lav, but it's also, you created it a way that's also going to have Karis. You know, I don't know. Truma is Misa De Shemayim. So we're going to have a lav. So we're going to have a lav.
What about eating chametz and pesach?
You need a lav. You need a lav. Stolen chametz and pesach.
I thought
chaylev
is a lav.
Chaylev is karis.
Karis.
So you need karis.
And you stole it.
Oh, you made with a lav.
You need karis with a lav.
Yom Kippur did.
Yom Kippur. So you're going to have karis with a lav. So the haflah thinks, well, we got to work this out for a second because we'll see in a second.
You ate chaylev on Yom Kippur.
So where's the lav? That's two karis maybe. So the Rambam says that if
so they ate treif on Yom Kippur.
If you ate a lav, did you think
a lav treif?
Right.
Karis of Yom Kippur.
Karis of Yom Kippur.
You ate treif on Yom Kippur.
Right. That's if you have something that has both karis, let's say you ate on Yom Kippur, but the thing you ate was only machalas that was on a lav level.
Right.
So
treif chametz.
Right. So the truth is, the Rambam says that if you eat, the Rambam says it's possible to get Malchus, if a Zohar eats Truma with Edom and Asro, he can get Malchus also. He might get Misa De Shemayim with no Edom and Asro, which we'll have to come back to maybe at some point. But
every few curries carry Malchus with him.
That's right. That's also true. We have to come back to that at some point. But let's just get this haflah down because...
I mean, those curries that do not have Misa.
Correct. Now let's just get this haflah down for a second. The haflah says like this. The nafkamina between Abaye and Rav would be, is there Kim Levi Dramini when it's curries and Malchus? Why? Because Abaye learned Kim Levi Dramini from the word Asan Asan. What was the backdrop? That was the word Asan was by Karis, and the word Asan was by Mominus. So maybe there's only Kim Levi whenever there's money involved. But according to Rava, no, it's different because Rava said, Misa Karis Shalik and Misa Shalachem. So Rava expanded it and it includes everything. Comes along the Nesivus in number 10, and the Nesivus says he doesn't buy into this at all. The Nesivus writes in number 10, Besefer, Aflo Hiksha. Daha Ikebe Nayud La Rava Didarsh Karis, Kimisa Shalachem, Potanami Karis Mimalkos, Ainsham. Ulafin is Daiti Deze Inoy. Says the Aflah, says the Nesivus, I disagree with the entire premise of the Aflah. What is the Aflah's premise? That he thinks, according to Rava, you would have Kim Levi Ramine with Karis and Malchus. Which means if a person did something that carries Karis and Malchus, the Karis would exempt the Malchus, at least according to Rava. Says the Nesivus, nothing doing. Why? What's Karis and Malchus? Karis comes from who? Shem. Malchus comes from? Says the Nesivus, what's the whole Kim Levi Ramine about? Kim Levi Ramine is all about Kidei Risha Achas Atam Mechayev Avi Atam Mechayev Shtei Rishoyis. Bezdin can't give two punishments. Where's Bezdin giving two punishments? but he's only giving one punishment. Karis comes.
From the beginning. Good. Let's see.
When it comes to misa moment that we learn from the pasuk of the lo yosan, the mashma the misa's bezdin poitim mi moment. That's what misa's bezdin patters. Shayach loy mid the karis part the gam kimi moment. Avol misa umalkis is learned from a different pasuk. Again, Misa and Malkus are learned from another pasuk. What's the pasuk of Misa and Malkus? That's the pasuk of Kedei Rishasai. Kedei Rishasai means Bezdik can only give one punishment. Therefore, Zokta Nesivis, Diata Mechai Beis Rishasai, Zekai Ala Bezdin. That's only for Bezdin. Avad is two pasukim. One pasuk is Lohiyah Asan. Lohiyah Asan teaches me Misa and Mammon. Then I have another pasuk of Kedei Rishasai which teaches me Misa and Malkus. Oh, Misa and Malkus is a Bezdin given thing. When Bezdin gives it, you can only give one, but Bezdin's not giving it over here. So what's the Nesivus' point? The Nesivus' point is that because there are two psukim that teach me Kimle by Misa and Mammon, and Kimle by Misa and Malkus, they're working differently. Misa and Mammon works with the lomnus of, we'll call it Bechlal Masayim Mana. We saw this from Rabbi Chanan, that when you get the Misa, it somehow absorbs the Mammonus also, whatever that means. Again, the family doesn't see the money, but somehow it's Kilu you paid. But says the Nesivus, that's not the way it works when there's Misa and Malkus. Misa and Malkus is, I would have learned it that way. Misa and Malkus is a pshat, the guy got enough patch, he doesn't need the patch of the Malkus. Says the Nesivus, that's not the pshat. Misa and Malkus is working because Bezdin can only give one punishment. So therefore, says the Nesivus, when it's not Bezdin giving the punishment, it's Karis, so then you could give them both. So the Nesivus argues on the whole premise of the Afor, the Nesivus says not true.
There
would no be Kimle for Karis and anything not Mammonus. Okay, if there's Mammonus, it goes back to Loya
Asa. And Mammonus is because Bezdin, isn't Bezdin awarding the Mammonus also?
No, why because the Gemara learns from the Pasuk of Loya Asa, because that Pasuk is talking about the Mevlodis. That Pasuk is talking about giving a financial payment. And then the Gemara says, if there'll be an Asa, you don't have to pay. You don't have to make the payment. So there we learn that whenever there's payments involved, the Torah exempts you.
It absorbs within the
somehow, like the Ramban, the Rabbi Chana quotes the Ramban. Now, the Yisoy that the Nesivus is teaching us is a very Lom Neshavort. He's saying there's two types of Kimle Dramanes. There's a Kimle Dramanes of Misa and Mammon that works one way. There's a Kimle Dramanes of Malkus and Misa that works a totally different way. And the truth is, Reb Chaim says it came out first like that. Number 11, Reb Chaim writes, V'hanira d'shani din de'ein mesu mishalim din de'ein loiku mishalim. Reb Chaim takes it a step further. He says, when a person gets death and pays, and a person gets Malkus and pays, the Mammon and Malkus have yafina mikro d'shtei reshois. Mammon and Malkus, anytime there's mammon involved, it's learned that from the pasuk of Kedei Rishasai. V'hainu de'in bezdin mechayvin oyster b'shtei rishoyis. Bezdin doesn't have the power, the authority, to give you two punishments. U'be'inan di'yeshtei rishoyis ha'mesuris lebezdin. Avol misa u'mammon, Reb Chaim takes it differently. He says, misa u'mammon lav mikro de'risha achas yofinan. He says that misa u'mammon is not coming from that pasuk. Elo meloy ya'asin, that's from the pasuk of Eloy ya'asin. V'hainu de misa hi ha'poiteres mammon de'ein mesu mishalim. Again, Reb Chaim is learning like the Nesivus, that there's taka two separate lomduses over here. One lomdus of Lo Yosan is an exemption on the payment, and one din is that it's a limitation of Bezdin. So when it's a limitation of Bezdin, when Karis gets involved, that's not Bezdin's doing, then you'd be able to have two punishments. But if it's a Ptur, so then it's a Ptur, it shouldn't matter why it's a Ptur.
That's a fundamental question I have on Mammonus. So if you're talking about a Knas, it's one thing, but regular Mammonus, it's not a punishment, you're just compensating the person for what you
but you're not even right. Somehow the Torah is
mechalel. I'm just saying that the whole the essence of mammonos is not a punishment.
Correct.
It's a compensation.
So over here you're not getting compensated.
I know, but it shouldn't be the same as a punishment. Bezdin just says you owe it, but it's not in the form of a punishment.
Right. So the question is,
you have to pay the person.
But the question is even stronger than so. How does death absorb that payment? Oh, and then the guy gets killed, but he still didn't. My shirt's still ripped, right? That's the question. That's why we saw the Ramban. Rabbi Chanan quotes this Ramban. That somehow it's.
And as a punishment, requires an act of bezdin for you to collect it, though.
And therefore?
No, so it is an act of bezdin.
No,
trying to say it's not an act of bezdin. It is an act of bezdin.
No, I didn't say they're not.
No, the question is, isn't
it? They're not punishing you.
Where you were.
Well,
right? They're restoring you to their equilibrium, right? They're not.
Well, in a sense, it is. I mean, being mazik someone is an avera. I mean,
presumably,
the
right.
Sense is a punishment,
I would have assumed all the above.
Fine, that would be different.
Okay, everybody said we'll have to leave it here.